What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kind of Funny Pod. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside. Who was that? Was that you, Kevin?
What happened? What went wrong? Nothing. I was just drinking water. So, Andy, right before the show started, you asked me, hey, man, what kind of pizza did you get? And I went, oh, man, I fucked up, Andy. I fucked up. And here's what happened. I went to order my normal favorite pizza, sausage, bell pepper, onions. And when they when I went to hit onions, it had fucking three options. Yellow onions, red onions, and green onions.
I was like,
doesn't fucking matter. They're all the same to me. So I just hit like the first one, which was green onions. Turns out green onions, very different.
Scallions,
you know?
Yeah,
scallions.
The pizza.
Would you love them on a sausage pizza?
It wasn't. It wasn't.
I like scallions,
great.
You know, in my ramen or
I love it.
With stir fried beef or something. Yeah,
and that's the thing. I
combo,
know what green onions are, but in the moment, I was just like, green onions.
Chicken soup's good for the soul, you know.
Sometimes
you gotta just shoot the shot. You gotta let it. You gotta let it net out on its own. You know, see what happens. Get out there. You throw the spiral. Is a shark gonna catch it or a dog? Who knows?
I hope.
We at the beach? Are we in the park?
Real talk, we've made a lot of decisions here at Kind of Funny scheduling and when to do things. And one of the biggest choices we made in 2021 was to record a Kind of Funny podcast on Friday afternoons.
Yeah.
And we are going into this one so hot, so ready for some action that before this went live, Andy was working on a thumbnail and he Googled headline.
I was like, Greg, I need help with this thumbnail. I'm having kind of trouble with it. I'm kind of creatively spent right now. He said, okay, well, what's the title? And I said, it's blah, blah, blah. And he said, okay, well, what's the headline? And I was like, I don't know. And I just went into Google and Googled headlines.
Yeah.
And it popped up with a Fox News thing and some random images. And I was like, what am I looking at right now? Like, my brain had a disconnect of, like, what are you looking at right now?
See, I think this is going to pay huge dividends, though. Mm-hmm. Because, this is, we switched. We were used to be doing an in-review right now, but we switched the in-review and the Kind of Funny podcast to be here.
We decided we wanted
to be able to keep you on another 6 months, Kevin.
I don't want to. If this is the cost, I'm fucking
I'm with Kevin. I'm with Kevin. We quit.
But what I like about it is we all have that end of week Friday energy. This is the perfect podcast to go into the weekend vibes with, right? Of us just fucking around, being friends, blowing off steam or whatever. And then it'll publish on Monday mornings. Mm-hmm. So right as everybody's dejected and going back to the salt mines, they get to listen to us morons being excited about all this stuff. They won't even know that Nick twisted his ankle skateboarding this weekend.
Yeah, it was so radical.
Breaking his own rules over 30. Don't do it, Nick.
I was just crazy. I was skateboarding and DJing at the same time. That was the problem.
Oh, damn.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Now, in your head, how do you have the DJ turntables rigged while you're on the skateboard? Is it like, I see it as like you have like the drum attached to you, like
exactly,
when you're marching band.
The quad, exactly.
That's what they call it.
There. And the problem is, though, like I saw a group of like my peers, my contemporaries, the 22-year-olds.
Sure.
And I was like, yo, what's up, fellow 22-year-old young people? And I was face forward, Greg, but then I turned to say what's up to them and just give them a little. And then I hit a rock, and that's what happens.
I love this a lot. Go for it, Greg.
Sorry, because this is important, and I think you're going to be the star here.
Great.
Andy and Tim, Nick talked about DJing. It made me think of a song from a Nintendo DS game. What song is in my head right now? Andy, we'll start with you. Tim, we'll go to you.
I have no idea. Some type of rhythm heaven game?
Getting warmer.
DJ Elite Beat Agents.
Yes, it is Elite Beat Agents.
Okay. So Walkie Talkie Man?
Oh, I knew you'd get it, Tim.
Wow.
Jeez, my walkie talkie. That's what I need right now. Everybody who's talented in the audience, I need you to come up with a animated Nick DJing on a skateboard while Walkie Talkie Man plays.
Thank you.
Wow. We will wait.
Extra credit if you can do it in dreams. Thank you very much. Tim, back to you.
I just want to say, Nick, I love that you have many lists. Nick, if anything, has lists. Usually they come in threes, right? There's a three-finger list. There's all that. There's the Nick's list of 80s fears.
Dangerous
that he has,
things, yeah.
Obviously.
Scary things.
On top of that, Lasers. There's just the general rules of life. Always wear a condom.
Right.
Don't shit where you eat. Like, all that stuff, right? But here, there's only two. There's the two don't do this after 30
Don't do this.
On the list, we have skateboarding and DJing. I need a third. What is the third Nick Scarpino pillar of things to not do after you're 30?
I don't know. I mean, I thought a lot about this because obviously most humor comes in threes. I'll spitball. If you want to spitball for me, don't take up art. You know, art. After 30, like art,
don't
like, you know, like
take up art.
One of these things is not like the others.
I'm just saying, you know what I mean, Andy?
You're like people, painting, people don't always paint?
Go, yeah, I'm gonna start painting as a hobby, and Andy just goes, no, dude, no, you're not gonna fucking stick with it. You're gonna have all the painting supplies down in your garage. They're gonna be fucking dried out. It's not gonna matter. And then also, you're gonna ship that, and no one's gonna want to hang that art. No one's gonna want to hang the art.
True, that's true. Yeah, people might accept it because they feel bad. It's like more of a sympathy sort of acceptance, like, oh yeah, thank you, this isn't so nice of you to give me this.
Yeah,
but really they're just like, what, like that per they need help right now.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
But obviously, like, that's not on par with my hatred of people who DJ and wear backward hats and skateboard past 30. Okay, so wait, so
backward hats, is that it?
Yeah, but I do that sometimes, so I'm not gonna exclude that 100%. That's a 98% exclusion rate right there. Sometimes I like to throw the hat on backward a little bit there, but
let us see it. You can't just tease.
Throw
us
the
like
hat
that.
On backwards. Yeah, come on. Here it is. There he is. He's right. That does look dumb.
Get on a skateboard. Play some walkie-talkie, man, old man.
Easy. I'm learning it, Greg. Would you like to hear it right now?
Yeah.
Would you like to hear it right now? Okay, hold on. It's not going
to be good.
One
and a two and a three and a four. He's killing it.
I kind of fucked up, but you know what I mean? The general idea is there.
Yeah.
General idea is there.
Tim, why do we never get another Elite Beat Agents?
That's a really good question. Now, is everyone here familiar with Elite Beat Agents?
Not in the least.
Okay.
Is that the one where you go in and you're a lawyer and you have to try
Phoenix
cases?
No, that's Phoenix Wright. Elite Beat Agents is the American version of a Japanese game that gameplay-wise is very similar. It's a music rhythm game where on the bottom screen, there are enclosing circles that as soon as like the circle perimeter gets around the full circle, you're supposed to tap, and then they dance in different ways. And there are these special agents that are affecting a story that is playing out on the top screen. And depending on how good you do, you're either helping the story progress or you're fucking things up.
Got it.
But it is amazing. I freaking love it. One of my favorite games of all time. But more than that, one of my favorite Mega 64 videos of all time. Kev, if you could please play this. This is from 2009, which even that can't be right. It must have been uploaded on you. Have you seen this, Greg?
No, I have not seen this. I don't know what we're about to get. Mega 64, can we just say it? They don't get enough credit. You know what I mean?
They really don't.
Hilarious.
The originators. And they're still
doing
it. It's
going to be one of those things when they eventually stop. I think that's when people will kind of realize, damn, we didn't have time to smell the roses.
We didn't appreciate them while we had them.
We didn't get to smell them while they were still alive. Yeah.
Sure. Now, Jesus. I will say, this is not the original song. This is a version that they made covered, so we should be fine. DMC.
Sure.
Now loading Elite Beat Agents.
Nick, you watching?
Yeah.
Important.
Right?
Look at all these guys fishing around them. They just got in.
They hate it. I love that they made an attempt to blur some people's faces out with like the bar, but then everyone else, they don't care.
They didn't get, you know, I'm sure they went through and got their entire
they
thing.
They did not get releases from any of these people.
Scroll further, Kev. They like end up going into restaurants. I love these fuckers, man.
It's so cool that Mega 64 like just merged this stuff I would have loved to have done. Like when me and Poe were running around the camcorder around DuPage County doing stupid videos and like thought stuff we thought was pranks. This is just you go in a purse shop and start dancing, making fun of it's a shoe shop. Elite Beat Agents.
You can stop it, Kev. But Greg, what you just said is so accurate. Like, how specific of an audience is this? But yet millions of people can relate.
They're still going. They're still around. They're friends with Hideo. You know what I mean? They made it happen.
It's so good, man.
Andy,
another Elite Beat Agents.
I love. And we need more Mega 64.
I love that they're friends with so many high profile, you know, people in the game development world, because when they're in on the joke, it makes it so much better.
Yeah.
Totally. they did Konami's press conference, the infamous Konami transferring press conference.
Yeah. Somebody had to. They did.
Someone had it. It was Vegas 60 fucking four. Yeah. Yeah. I love that.
I think I started. I don't even remember. I'm Greg. That's the producer slash seducer in the backwards hat, Nick Scarpino.
Hey, my new DJ album comes out soon. It features nothing but Ariana Grande remix songs.
God, that's what I've DJ's been around, Nate.
Is that Ariana?
Also, yesterday he heard the word Ariana Grande on another podcast that we did.
Tim said that Ariana Grande was having her renaissance. She was in the middle of her industrial age or whatever it was. But then, obviously,
industrial age.
What was it? Imperial age.
Imperial age. Yes.
And
yes.
So today I was listening to Spotify's top hits as I popped out to,
as you did,
just popped out to grab a little lunch for myself and the missus. And obviously, 34 plus 35 or whatever the song's name is on that list always, because anytime she does anything, it's on the top Spotify list. So I listened to it and I was like, yeah, I could remix this. Or I could not.
That's the
power of the DJ, Tim. You could just play the song too. People are like, well, he is doing his job. He's just playing the song. That's what a disc jockey does.
A disc jockey. Mm-hmm. Nick Scarpino, the disc jockey.
That's what it stands for. When you say DJ whatever, what you're really saying is disc jockey whatever. If it's DJ Tim, it's disc jockey Tim.
That's right. Surprised you didn't know that, Tim. Forbes 30 under 30, a.k.a. the second best baby blues in San Francisco, a.k.a. the DJ of SF.
I mean,
at Tim Gettys.
Look at how stupid I look in this backward hat. Don't I look like I'm trying to be young?
Well, your headphones were off when you did it, but as soon as you did it and looked at the camera, I said, oh, it does look really stupid. And that's not a critique on you. You're right. You're right about backwards hats.
I just I look like Andy's favorite quote, where it's Steve Buscemi from from that.
Sup, fellow kids.
Yeah, what's up, fellow kids? That's what I look like right now. I look like I'm trying to be young, and then you put me next to Andy, and it looks like a newborn babe. He's beautiful.
I think it looks cool. I think it looks cool, fine. Yeah.
Because you want to make fun of me behind my back?
No, he was saying it because, like, earlier today, I think this came up earlier on the other stream, and he was like, it's not backwards hats that make people look old. It's when they Twitch stream first-person shooters and try to act like they're good at them.
The key is acting like they're good at them. Is that what?
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
The key? Okay, cool. So
You're fine.
Real talk. I am anti backwards hat. I always just kind of have been inherently. But like you, I don't hate it on you. I also understand it's a novelty,
right?
You know, so
I'm not gonna do it all the time. But I said that about the beanie the one time, and now the beanie is like the thing that now it's like spreading. Now Tim does the beanie. Kevin did the beanie. Everyone's doing the beanie.
There's a time and place where Fox News analyst Colin Cowherd would get mad at all the young quarterbacks when they would wear backwards hats because he'd be like, you're not taking this job seriously enough. You're wearing a backwards football hat. You know, you're supposed to be the quarterback of the team. It's clearly you don't care. And he would say that about Tony Romo. Look, we got the backwards hat on. And then recently, the quarterback for the Browns is like this young guy who would always wear his backwards hat. And he's always shit-talking this Colin Cowherd guy from Fox Sports on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And he finally made the playoffs, and he sits down in front of the conference, and he's wearing his hat frontwards. He's like, oh, wait, one second. And he puts it backwards. Just says like,
hilarious.
I'm going to the next round of the playoffs, and I wear my hat backwards. Now, eat that shit, Colin Cowherd. And it was a really cool moment. It was a cool moment.
Did he say eat that shit? Yeah.
He said, eat that shit, Colin Cowherd, is what he said.
The NFL
fine. Find him chancing.
$6 billion.
Fine. Wow. Mm-hmm. You don't see that kind of fine just tossed out willy-nilly.
They do, yeah.
Great. Oh, you know, make FCF. That kind of money for FCF stuff?
No, I was going to say, in the FCF, you want to call anybody a shithead or talk about shit, they'll just give you a pass at the gas station. Go down there, get yourself a scratcher, all right? And they don't mind.
A pass to the gas station?
What?
Like a bus pass? You get on a bus? Or?
We just said, all right, it's 3:19 on a Friday. It's been 18-hour work days every day.
I just want to know, Greg, is the FCF right next to, is like there's like a hallway in between the FCF and the gas station?
You get a hall pass to go to the gas station? Yeah, you got to leave the bubble. You know, you got to leave the bubble that they're in.
Yeah, totally.
Right.
Of course, that makes perfect sense when you think about it that way. Mm-hmm. Rounding out the quartet, he's the Hispanic heartthrob, Texas Treat Latino Heat, clicking heads and ripping them to shreds. The globe trotting, head shotting, nitro rifle from twitch.tv, Andy Cortez.
I had some Sour Bright trolley worm candies.
Yeah, sure you did. Yeah.
I just can't find them.
Damn.
Didn't expect that.
Oh, wow.
Out of all things that could have been. Yeah.
That was a twist.
Yeah, I can't find them, unfortunately. They're delicious, though. They're in the living room. I had a little funny moment with our dog, Lulu, the dog of the house. Lulu.
I was going to say, are you claiming ownership of it now, too?
No, God, no. Although she had to have a lot of medical the procedures done, and I slipped Alyssa a little 100 spot. So you're a little extra 100 for the
dog. Oh, you threw in there. You're like trying to be like a benefactor.
I added more onto my rent. I was like, I just feel bad. Like I clearly get to enjoy a lot of the Lulu, but I'm not paying for any of the Lulu, you know?
Mm-hmm. See, here's the thing. Andy's here trying to take credit for doing a nice thing when the real story is this isn't the first time he lost some gummy worms. And Lulu got into those gummy worms. Yeah. And I was like, you know what?
I see where it is.
I should pay for this, but I got to be cool. This way I can get credit for it. But then you still lost your gummy worms. You got to make sure she doesn't get in there, dude.
They're not my gummy worms. No. They're a communal gummy worm thing in the front living room where a bunch of communal candies are put up there. But the other night it's like 1:30 in the morning. I'm sitting here and I was like, you know, I'm going to test out control on PC, see if there's been any upgrades. And I hear a little movement. And I look to my right, and Lulu's looking right up at me, and I freak the fuck out. I was not expecting this dog's never been awake past this time or whatever. And I had left my door open, so she just decided to like wake up in the middle of the night, saw my door was open, walked in here. And I looked at her, and I was kind of like, oh, fuck. And she like kind of freaked out too. And then I got into the shower. Then she started barking at everybody because she needed to go to the restroom. So Alyssa was like, you know what? Maybe she was going to your room because she knew you were the only one awake.
Help me.
And you could have taken her to the restroom.
Help me. Really cool.
I didn't know that, Greg. I don't know what dogs are thinking, Greg. What amount of money would you pay to be able to talk to a dog right now?
I mean, like my dog? To be able to talk to Portillo?
Just dogs, yeah.
I would pay... If somebody came to me, the genie comes to me and he's like, hey, I think this is how genies work. How much would you pay me?
$18.
I would tell you, you know what? Up it to $6,000. I will pay you $6,000 for this dog not to be able to talk to me. Because it would be the most annoying, not the most annoying thing in the fucking world. I'm hungry. Feed me. That's what he would say all the time. Mm-hmm. I'd get nothing done because he'd be hungry. I'm hungry.
But you don't think Portillo would... Because he can't understand you right now, you don't think he'd be able to then understand, oh, okay, he's busy. I'll wait.
No, he would not. I don't know. He's not going to be about that at all.
Do you think dogs would have that understanding and that reasoning?
Which part? Like, I don't think dogs would be able to reason. I don't think, if Portillo suddenly could speak to me and I could speak to him, I do not think he'd, if I was like five minutes, he'd understand what that means.
Really?
Because it's the thing about it even right now where it's like, even if... Portillo thinks he communicates to me. Lulu thinks she communicates to you. If if she would have peed in the house, she would have been like, I told you. Like, it's not that there's a barrier, I think, there. Like, it's like why I know when Porty wants his food, when he wants another treat, when he wants whatever, and you have to say no to him. Like, I'm aware of what he wants. There's a great comic strip that went around the internet a while ago now, but it was where a dog genie shows up for another dog and what's your wish, and the dog's like, I want to be able to talk to my owners. He's like, granted. And the dog runs into the kitchen and he's like, I want to be able, you only be able to talk to your owner for like 30 seconds. So he runs into the kitchen. He's like,
I love it,
guys, I can only talk to you, oh my god, the dog's talking, I can only talk to you for 30 seconds. All those times where you've been eating food and I've been annoying you, it's because I wanted the food. And the owners just go, yeah, we know. And it's just the dog going, what? like, I would crush him. I know exactly. Last night, I'll tell you what, we had a big old pizza pie here on the table. Huge pizza from Noriega Pizza Place. I dropped some stuff off of Tim and got some stuff from Tim right before I got it. And he was excited for me because he knows how good that pizza is. Mm-hmm. But since the pizza's so big, it takes up the entire table. We were watching Iron Man. I brought my slice down on my plate here and I was watching the movie and I just hear crunch. And I look down and it's Porty just so gently biting the crust of my pizza on my plate, trying to, and his teeth are too old now to tear off a piece of the crust, you know, that New York style crust. But he's like, and he just looked at me like, I know I'm fucking up, but I'm so sorry, but I had to do this.
I just want
to
be here, man.
It's like the scorpion and the frog, man. This is my nature. Like, I didn't want to do this. I had to do this. Do you understand?
I think that if you were to have had Porty at an early age, I think if you were to be able to talk to the dog, like, because right now, if you were to be able to communicate, with each other, I think there'd be a lot of, oh, fuck, I didn't know that. Oh, word. Oh, that's what all that shit meant. Like, I think now you would have all those issues and they'd be like, what are you talking about? Are you,
see, you my thing, here's what I'm doing is I think you're going a step too far because you're going beyond being able
to far enough.
I agree with that as too. Like, you haven't talked about if the dogs are getting sexy. It's the fact that we're able to communicate with the dog and they can communicate with us, but you're also giving them the ability to learn things. I think it would be having a dog, right? And I'm not a parent. I do not have any children. The thing about a dog is it's like perpetually in that toddler phase. Like Porty doesn't learn from his mistakes. Porty clacks all over the place. He slips on the ground. I'm like, let me cut your nails. And as soon as I start, he panics. I'm like, you've never been hurt. You know what I mean? You've bled once or twice. It's not like you've been maimed by this. This is what you need to let me do to you. And then he eats something that will kill him. I'm like, if it drops on the ground, I'll be like, don't eat that again. I could communicate that and he'd be like, oh, got it. And then you just fish brain, forget it, and like eat it again.
Yeah, but the thing is, I feel like they do learn. Like they learn over time. And I think that once you teach them language, then they'd be able to learn more advanced things. That's what separates us from the monkeys, unless you're Robin Williams.
As usual on this podcast, it's just coming down to, I think, faith in the way we were raised, in the way that you guys have this genie who's given you this thing and you think there's no catch. I guarantee the genie I'd be fucking with would be like, oh, you want to be able to communicate with him? Boom. You didn't say anything about him getting smarter and learning from you. And then fade away. Nick, you keep raising your hand. I'm sorry. What do you
have? I was going to say, here's how the genie's going to fuck you. And this is what you got to get ahead of, right? Because mm-hmm. I like to get, I think like a genie, Andy. I don't know why, but I think like a genie. And the way I would fuck I'd you on this one, Greg, is I would say, oh, you want to talk to dogs? Great. You wake up, you can talk to your dog. Fantastic. Your wife comes over to say something to you, and you're like, hey, Jenna, what's going on? And she goes, roof, 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 roof. And you're like, shit, I can only talk to dogs. Everyone
that'd be good. That's Nick, let's leave these clowns behind and start a new Twilight show. You know what I mean? Twilight Zone, not Twilight.
Like, there's a little Twilight. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're having a great conversation about communicating dogs, and we'll get back to it. Andy, think of something to say about that. But before we go too far away, we are having a bit of a meltdown in the chat right now on the live stream, all right, that we need to address. The Lou, while watching live here on patreon.com/kindoffunny, says, so wait, if I started skating and wearing a backwards hat well before 30, is it still okay to do it? Or was I supposed to stop after 30, according to Nick? Now, Nick, before you weigh in, I want you to know he's getting conflicting information in the chat. Madeline Stanley says, I think if you started before, then you can keep doing it like Tony Hawk. When Roman Waters says you'd have to stop midnight before your birthday.
Yeah, it's midnight. It's 11:59:59 on the dot is when you stop 100%. Skateboarding at of your 29th year of age.
Wow. Now, the thing is this, like you get that is it. You stop, right? There's extra penalties if you decide to pick it up past 30. If you decide to pick it up past 30, your family can legitimately ostracize you from their lives. And that's really acceptable as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. Yeah.
Those are tough punishments.
I mean, it's a harsh world out there, guys. Nobody wants that friend that's going to be like, yo, come out to my free comedy show. Keep coming out to my comedy show.
I assure you, no one wants that friend.
Nobody wants that friend.
You are right. You are right. You are 100% right on that.
I tell you what, like these stories, they tend to get very personal. When they...
I'm spitballing. I'm just talking hypotheticals.
Nobody wants that friend. Everybody fucking hates him.
Hypotheticals.
Did you guys see the Tony Hawk video that went viral a couple days ago?
Mm-mm. He's old and he was trying to do some move he hadn't done in forever.
Let me guess. It's somebody asking him, are you Tony Hawk? Shocker, Tony Hawk. Get a new bit. Jesus
that's,
Christ.
That's very funny, Andy, but it was not that. It was not that. It was him trying to do a 720, which, if you don't know what that is, that's two full rotations. It's two 360s. But he's known for the 900, which is 2.5 spins. But
seems underwhelming.
He tweeted, he was like, it's been years since I've landed a 720 and I need to fucking do it. And it's a video clip of him just trying a couple times and like failing. He finally gets it. And you just see how stoked he is. He's just like, fuck. Yes. I still got it. I'm old, but damn. And it's just like, our heroes are just crumbling in front of us. Like, it is just so crazy to see this.
I see Nick, it twice a week now on this show.
Do you think that he was able to do that because of the flexibility and mobility he got from all the yoga that I told him he should do?
It was weird because he did a follow-up Twitter video where he was talking about just yoga. And he was just like, I went to E3. I usually hate E3, but this dude taught me about yoga.
This crazy out of shape dude who's not flexible at all just wouldn't stop talking about yoga and Pilates. Why the hell not? Now I'm 720 and all over the fucking place. I got a hall pass to go to the gas station from the FCF, and they let me 720 on the fucking slippery machine.
He's cranking soggy 90s, hitting 720s, and getting hall passes to the gas station. What's up, fuck faces? This is the Kind of Funny podcast. Each and every week, four, sometimes five best friends gather on this table twice a week, sometimes with guests and all sorts of stuff. If you like that and you like bullshitting with us, head over to patreon.com/kindoffunny, where you can get every episode ad-free. You can write in to be part of the show. You get it with the exclusive post show. You can watch us record it live, just like Madeline is, who was wrong according to Nick. Just like Roman is, who was right according to Nick. Lexi G, Mark, the Lou, and the list goes on.
I know.
Remember, huh?
They know. They know what's up.
Remember, that's all on patreon.com/kindoffunny. However, if you have no bucks to toss our way, you can get each and every episode on youtube.com/kindoffunny, roosterteeth.com, and podcast services around the globe. Some housekeeping for you. It is a Monday when you watch this, since you're not watching it live. Why don't you go to youtube.com/kindoffunnygames and check out the recap video made by Roger Pokorny of all our Twitch highlights from the previous week. And he gets you in out in just a couple of minutes, showing you all the funny things we had. Will Nick be on there? Of course. Will Greg be on there? Not enough. I don't know if you know this. Like, Roger's always giving you guys a lot of limelight, never me.
A lot of fun moments in our streams. Yeah, we have a lot of fun. Huge laughs, sick headshots, crazy helicopter plays. That's where the fun is. Monday and
Tuesday.
Only
the songiest 90s.
Only the songiest 90s. That's true.
Did Andy's you say got songiest? Some songiest like a song?
Hey, you know what, guys?
S-O-N-G-E.
I'm distracted by this email that the Kind of Funny business account just got. That is looking for some dental help. Hey, just came across Greg Miller, DDS. I'm interested in some dental hygienist recommendations. For sure. Like, excuse me, motherfucker. You just hit up business@kindoffunny.com to get some dental shit.
No, maybe they just looked up Greg Miller and then the email was there and it just said email. So they clicked on it. And you know, it opens up Outlook in some ugly, awful Microsoft sort of way.
That's what happened.
Maybe that's the thing. I hate that shit, Kevin. Oh, nothing more annoying than that.
Who's using that? You know what I mean?
Nobody. Nobody's using Microsoft businesses, Outlook.
That's it.
Ew, businesses.
People stuck in the past, Kevin. Mm-hmm. The future is now.
All right, I'm logging in right now. Okay.
It's here.
Yeah, sure.
Whatever. What are you logging in for? Are you?
I'm gonna see if I can get a photo of this guy's mouth.
Don't do that. This sounds Greg. This sounds illegal.
You want to get a photo of this man's mouth?
Yeah, he's gonna respond. Hey, Greg Miller here. Can I get a photo of your?
And then no response. Honey, did you ever find out what happened to that dentist? I sent him a picture of my mouth. He never responded. He sent back a picture of his own mouth.
Does your tooth look like this? So this is bad. I shouldn't do this.
Yeah, that's definitely not. Yeah, it's bad. You should not ask for private medical.
There's nothing medical about that.
Greg, you have to reply. You have to reply, and I'll tell you why. Because this is great content, and I think you don't ask for photos. I think you just say like, which tooth hurts? Like, really simplistic terms. I guess the one near my front tooth. And then that's when you take a photo of yours, like, this one or this one?
First of all, this is definitely someone that just knows that there's a Greg Miller DDS and was just like, oh, I'm going to send this to Greg Miller at Kind of Funny. It's going to be funny. It'll probably make the KF podcast. Not the first one of the week, the second one. That one's boring. Yeah.
The first one, they're so stuffy. The second one, they've all become unhinged, and Kevin's full of pizza.
How much pizza are you full of, Kev?
Oh, everything hurts.
Oh. Here's my question for you, Kevin. Why would they even offer those like scallions for a pizza? That does not belong on pizza. That's horseshit. Stop ordering from that place from now on.
Serious when I write extra red sauce. Why? Why are they doing
this? Oh, they do take it seriously, Kevin. It's just not ever enough for you.
Add more.
Kevin, so here's the little plastic bag.
Give me a barrel, you know?
So this thing that we have here, mm-hmm. when you read into it, it's clearly, I think it's a little spammy. You know what I mean? It doesn't seem like somebody's looking for actual dental advice. Because you're looking at this Jan email, right?
Yes.
All right, yeah. See, it's a little bit spammy. I think they're trying to get us to sign up for something to promote our dental organization. So I'm going to turn it on them, everybody. All right, I'm going to turn it on them. I'm writing back, Dear Jan, Greg Miller here, a.k.a., in quotes, the doctor with teeth.
The tooth doctor.
I don't know if the doctor with teeth is the best way to put that.
Your offer intrigues me.
The tooth doctor, two on the nose, but the doctor with teeth, I think, might be too far from the goal.
I changed the goal. We're flipping it on them. Jan wants us to use her service. We're going to try to get her to use ours. Dear Jan, Greg Miller here, a.k.a. the doctor with teeth. Your offer intrigues me. How much would you pay me for teeth advice?
That's great.
I'm sending that. That's it. We will keep it posted.
Underneath it, in really small font, can you put, I am not a doctor? Disclaimer, I am not a doctor. This was meant for Jan. If anyone else but Jan got this, please forward to Jan and then put the email, her email.
I was really hoping you went the route of adding more and more nicknames. You know, like the mouth from the south, or, you know, the host of the most. I was hoping it was going to be like, you know, the teeth from beneath. They're like just something Jesus. Really weird like that. Yeah, it's kind of gross, actually.
That's a gross one. More housekeeping for you before we get back to the podcast. It is FCF week. You see me wearing the kind of funny Wild Aces jersey. It is finally happening. Fan-controlled football starts this week, ladies and gentlemen. If you haven't been paying attention, we own a football team. The Wild Aces will be drafting their team Wednesday on twitch.tv/FCF. You can watch there. Download the FCF app. That way you can vote on who we're drafting. We're going to be streaming it. We'll be ending a podcast. I'm going to be jumping on. I'll be streaming it. So you watch it, twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. We'll be pushing that way. But then most importantly, game one is Saturday at 5 p.m. Pacific against the Glacier Boys. That one for sure, twitch.tv/FCF. However, we will be co-streaming it and talking over it here and probably drinking a few brews if you want to come to twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. Again, go right now to fcf.io. That's a website, fcf.io. You can make an account there. You can choose to back the Wild Aces. And then with the FCF app and the Twitch extension they have, you'll be able to vote on what plays we actually run on Saturday. And if you want to, what players we draft on Wednesday. And it's going to be crazy and cool and a lot of fun. Right, Nick?
Absolutely. I'll be there all day starting at 9 a.m. twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. The standby screen will be there for about 14 hours ahead of time as well.
Yeah, Nick won't be there that early, but he'll be there later. You know what I mean? Do you think Johnny Ace will be there too? Our logo?
I don't know. It depends on if Greg wants to put some time on the calendar this week to film those things with Johnny Ace.
Greg's been waiting on a t-shirt for a while that hasn't gotten here yet, but I do want to have a video for Monday probably insulting the other owners. So I guess the day this goes up.
Yeah, cool in the game. We can probably arrange that. Johnny's in town, I think.
Speaking of insulting people, let's celebrate people. I'm talking about the Patreon producers. There it is, Tim. I got there. You go to patreon.com/kindoffunny, like I've said a million times already. Here's the people who are our Patreon producers for... They did it in the month of January. Now it's February. There's a lot. Pack a lunch and whatever sandwich if you're on a hike. Graham of Legend, David Mintel, Recasted Podcast, Food City Fat, Food Kid Fat City. Still a great name. Joy, a.k.a. Joseph O. Youssef. Danny Rodriguez, Javi Rodriguez, King Vin, Tyler Wodan, Corey Wallerstead. Devin Holbrook, James Davis, at James Davis Makes. It's Greg, but with two G's in the front, two G's in the back, which I don't like at all. Then Nanobiologist, DJ Kento, Aaron, not Aaron, Willie D. Billums, Alexander Noxel, Julian the Gluten-Free Gamer, Ricky L. Wanger, Caesar Palafox, Devin Carter, Steve Powers, Mark Freeman, Andrew C., Pizza Burgers, Ryan Trimble, Kieran O'Donnell, and Keith A. Lewis. Today we're brought to you by MeUndies and Keeps, but we'll tell you about that later. For now, Andy, what you thinking about?
Honestly, I'm thinking about something kind of sad. Mentioning all these Patreon producers, I'm thinking about a kind of funny best friend who I kind of met through an actual in real life friend of mine who one day walked in her office and said, "You're on my coworker's computer. Why?" And I was like, "He probably listens to our podcast. That's really, really cool." I ended up just becoming his Twitter friend. His name is Joey, and he got COVID on December 26th, and has still been on a ventilator in the hospital ever since. And my friend Kelly was giving me updates on him, and I. his Twitter's private, so I don't really want to say, hey, go give him some shout-outs, because I don't even really know, like, what the situation is. I'm not sure what, like, whether he wants to be private for a reason or whatever.
Sure.
But yeah, I'm just thinking about that, and it's a bummer that along with some other members of the community that were telling me about, you know, my father passed away last week, my mother passed away 2 weeks ago, you know, this and that, and it's just tough shit out there. It's just tough shit. And so you mentioning all our lovely supporters, for some reason Joey popped in my head, and I was like, oh, I haven't gotten an update in a while, and I was about to go kind of just peruse the internet for a couple of seconds. So yeah, you're welcome for bringing down the vibe on the podcast, but I didn't mean to do that. Sorry, everybody.
No. It's important to talk about that, and I want to know what's going on with you, and I'm glad.
Yeah. I want to kind of get another update and just kind of see what the situation is, you know?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's terrible, obviously, and we've seen so many people this year and last obviously have to struggle with that and COVID and how it's impacted everybody's lives.
Yeah, in a fun story, or a positive story, maybe not fun. Fun's definitely not the word. But my mom and everyone in the assisted living place she's in got COVID a couple weeks ago, or at this point a little longer than that. And every single person made it through. And there are a lot of old people that have a lot of health issues. And they all, everyone there made it through. And my mom's getting her second shot tomorrow.
Oh, that's rad.
So that's pretty great. Pretty stoked about it. And everyone there is getting the shot tomorrow. So it's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, my folks got their first shot, and I think they get their next shot in about a week. So I'm super excited for them. And my mom especially has been having a hard time with this, just because she's she's just freaked out by everything, rightfully so. It's scary, but I'm very happy for her, because she seems to be kind of coming out of her shell a little bit more and being like, yeah, you know, it's gonna be nice. We can, like, I can walk around a little bit more, and maybe we can go to, you know, to some of the outside, because they haven't been doing anything. They haven't been doing, like, any of the outside dining or anything and that stuff when it was, like, available. My mom was just like, no, we're not risking it. And so I'm excited for that. And for my dad, because I'm sure he wants to get the fuck out of the house.
Yeah, how old is your mom, Nick?
They're in their 70s. She's 71. How old? Yeah, she's 30. Yeah, 71. So, because they had me when they were 30. So that makes sense. I'm 41. But so they're not terribly old, and they're obviously, I mean, they're in great shape, and they're still together, which is crazy. So that's good. I called them the other day. They were going for a walk, and I was like, I just heard this. And I'm like, you got, okay, just go home and take the mask off. And then my dad was like, cool. And I was like, yeah, just call me back. Okay. And then my dad FaceTimes me. I'm in the car. I'm picking up dinner, and I'm like, I'm sorry to get frustrated here, because I'm like, I don't know what to do. Because I want to tell him that, but I don't want to pick up the FaceTime, because that's dangerous while I'm driving.
Yeah, you can't do that.
So I just hit stop, and then he's my dad, and so he probably thought, oh, it didn't go through, so he FaceTimes me again. And at this point, I'm like, I guess I just have to pull over and, like, text him. And so I pulled over and texted him, no FaceTime, I'm driving. So he called me, we were able to catch up. But it's nice to hear them happy. It's nice to hear them, like, the positivity come out of their voices, because this COVID was just, it's so stressful for everyone involved, you know? Just everyone on the fucking planet.
Yeah. That's still the weirdest thing about it, right? Is anytime you talk to somebody about it and you want to vent or lament your own situation, they're in the exact same situation, right? Like, it's not it's not a San Francisco thing. It's not a California thing. It's a worldwide thing.
Speaking of San Francisco things.
Yeah.
Golden Gate Bridge. I wanted to bring up. Rice-a-roni. Yes, thank you. How long is the Golden Gate Bridge? Kev, can you bring up the link that I sent to Assets yesterday? The bluecheckhomes.com.
Oh my God. I knew you'd see this. I knew you'd love this.
I love it on so many levels.
It's the most Tim Gettys thing ever. And it's one of those things where I'm shocked. Like, hopefully you've submitted it already.
Well, here's, it goes so much.
Save it. We gotta open up. Yeah.
So here we go. I'm going to open it myself so I can actually read it. Here we go. Blue Check Homes. Get a verified blue badge on your home. The blue verified badge on your house lets people outside know that you're an authentic public figure. Mm-hmm. To receive the blue check crest, there must be someone authentic and notable actively living in the house. You have to send in all of your socials, obviously, your Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and all that stuff that represent you. Kev, scroll down a little bit.
So wait, real quick, before you scroll down, I'm sorry, scrolling back up to it. Can you explain? Yeah, okay, that actually, I'm sorry. I can't open it because my Slack's crashed. But if you scroll down, just can you explain what this is? Like, we understand it because SF and the way houses are here. But, like, for somebody who's an audio listener right now and can't see it.
So essentially the idea here is that if you have a house in the Bay Area and you are somebody that matters, somebody in the social scene or whatever.
Yeah.
Similarly to on Twitter, Instagram, you get the blue check mark. Obviously, I'm the verified one, Tim Geddes.
Yeah.
You can get a check mark on your house, you know, to verify that, yes,
yeah,
you,
of course,
someone fucking important lives here.
Should be able to do that. Absolutely.
SF has these very ornate things on houses, right? That usually are like, you know, they can be anything, a mask or just a little flower. And this is replacing that piece of architectural artwork with a giant blue check mark in like what I can only describe as like a scheme from the Wet Bandits in Home Alone. Mm-hmm. That they, this is how they would do it in 2021. No, that they would start this up and try to get you to come do this so that it's just easy to find out who matters so you can go try to rob them.
I thought it was big elaborate meme.
Well, so Kev, as you know here, it's like a historical architecture detail reinvented for the modern day to signal influence. You can see that these two houses obviously have important people living there. They're probably making a lot of money. They're tech people. This is from House Trend Watch in January of this year. If you scroll down a bit more, that's the van that goes around and installs these on the different houses. So that's pretty. But how it works, you have to actually like create your whole application. You have to wait for review. There's an interview process. It actually costs a lot of money to be able to do this. But
what stage of the interview are you on? What doesn't?
I mean, you know, I'm still waiting for mine. I haven't heard back if I even got approved to be able to pay the money.
See, Tim's got a twinge in his voice right now. Something's coming. I don't know what it's going to be, but something's coming.
Well, I mean, let me read you the who can apply. Homeowners who are prominent executives, thought leaders, influencers, authors, and journalists who represent prominent organizations, including companies, brands, nonprofit organizations, and media organizations. It keeps going on, blah, 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 blah. But it even goes as far to say homeowners who are athletes or on professional esports leagues and coaches listed on the official team website or who have three or more featured references within the 6 months prior to applying in news outlets such as Kotaku, Polygon, or IGN. Guys, I think that we are good. We're golden for this.
We got it. Let's go.
We're in. Anyway, you can keep going through and Kev, please keep scrolling. You can check this out. We may also remove the blue badge crest from your home at any point if you no longer meet our criteria. Removal will not incur additional charges, so that's great. But when you get to the bottom of the page, what the fuck is this real? And no, everyone, the answer is no. It's real. And the amount of people that think this is real, that see it, are like, oh, fucking San Francisco. I'm like, y'all motherfuckers, are you serious?
There's money in this. Like,
there is money in it. Let's do it.
You know what I mean?
It's not real yet.
Now we're going to be the one to do it.
I mean, here's the thing. It'd be dumb. We'd be leaving money on the table. Just think.
That's this guy's like job to do, man. Like, he deserves this money. He fucking many motherfuckers with this.
I'd love to know how many people submitted, because there's the thing at the very top that wants to be submitted. You know what I mean? I wonder how many he actually got.
Oh, my God. He got a ton. There's so many people that blue check mark means a lot to. It's just pure vanity. That I'm sure
he did not get a ton. You were so wrong.
He got a ton.
Fucking way. Did anybody read through this and go, yeah, I'm going to pay thousands of dollars for this thing? No way.
I would get the guy on the phone, call him, Mr. Blue Checkmark guy.
What would you guys bet how many people actually did this?
As like for applicants, I think 100 people probably applied to this.
I could see that.
Because here's the thing, like, does it cost, and maybe I'm wrong, I'm sorry, but does it cost an upfront thing, or do you just apply for it first and then you have to pay the fee?
Apply for it first.
Yeah, so I'm sure a bunch of people that are dumb like me to apply.
It's $3,000, yeah.
Once you get approved.
I mean, you don't actually get approved because it's not real.
Yeah, Tim,
so where can I pick up my check mark for my house?
Yeah, where do I get one for my house?
No.
Back to walkie-talkie.
Yeah, Tim, so I mean, this is completely ridiculous.
The guy says like that if somebody actually were to do this, like he would totally make one for someone. He's a sculptor. He doesn't know about pricing though.
Fair.
$3,000 seems that's a lot the fine for print. A piece of wood.
Well, I mean, but what me and Nick are saying is that like I bet you a bunch of people filled out the three spaces up top and hit
the contact form or whatever.
Yeah.
I bet you they didn't.
Oh, man.
Nobody that actually would be verified to have one of these things would want one of these targets on their house.
So I shouldn't have submitted.
Like, people that aren't qualified, I'm sure were like, oh, I have enough clout to make this happen. I'm going to just fill it out. Didn't even read the whole thing. Didn't even get to the part where it's like, oh, hey, it's not real.
I'm doing it right now.
Fill it out. Ask the guys. Tell them, hey,
give all Nick's information. Give all of Nick's information.
Don't give all them. Do what I do. Give them Andy's information.
Use the studio. Use the old studio.
Here, while all that happens, ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, of course, you can go to patreon.com/kindoffunny to be part of the show, to get it with that exclusive post show, and to get the show ad-free. And speaking of ads, Greg Way, toot, toot, it's the ads. This episode of the Kinda Funny Podcast is brought to you by MeUndies. Let's talk about love. Yes, we are doing this. If there is one thing that got us through the past year, other than the video of Dogface vibing to Fleetwood Mac, it's love. And that means getting extra cheesy for Valentine's Day is okay. We will allow it. Despite everything, we found new ways to match our daily lives together with the ones we love most. That's why MeUndies released their V-Day collection in undies, loungewear, and more. So, if you and your Valentine can match through this, you can match through anything. Show that special someone how much you care and say those words everyone wants to hear, match my undies. And if you're single, no problem, show yourself some love in something that makes you feel amazing, because you deserve that. MeUndies, of course, are made with sustainable, breathable, softer than soft fabric, and are available in a range of sizes from XS to 4XL. MeUndies memberships also give you and your boo a new pair of undies or socks every month. Members get discounted pricing on everything MeUndies makes, as well as early access to print launches. Everybody knows it. Kinda Funny loves MeUndies. They're the only underwear I wear, and Tim loves them so much, he bought those MeUndies shirts. He wears MeUndies lounge pants. He wears MeUndies everything, including the underwear. MeUndies, super comfortable. We love it. MeUndies has a great offer for my listeners. For any first-time purchasers, you get 15% off and free shipping. MeUndies also has their problem-free philosophy. If you're not satisfied with any product for any reason, they'll refund or exchange it. No caveats, no questions. To get 15% off your first order and free shipping, go to MeUndies.com/morning. That's MeUndies.com/morning. And our next sponsor is Keeps. 2 out of 3 men will experience some form of hair loss by the time they are 35. More than 50 million men in the U.S. suffer from male pattern baldness. There are only 2 FDA-approved medications that can prevent hair loss. Keeps offers them both. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, Nick and Andy both had thinning hair, and they did something about it. You should, too. It isn't something you should suffer in silence about, something you should be embarrassed about. None of that. Get on it, and Keeps can help. Keeps offers a simple, stress-free way to keep your hair. Convenient virtual doctor consultations and medications delivered straight to your door every 3 months. You don't have to leave your home. It has a low-cost treatment start at just $10 per month, and Keeps offers generic versions. You get discreet packaging and proven results. Keeps has more 5-star reviews than any of its competitors, and prevention is key. Treatments can take 4 to 6 months to see results, so act soon. If you're ready to take action and prevent hair loss, go to Keeps, KEEPS.com/morning to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's KEEPS.com/morning, KEEPS.com/morning to get your first month free.
Toot toot, the ad boat's coming around, tugging all the ads behind
the ad boat is coming, and everybody's jumping. New York to San Francisco, we're coming to your disco. Hit the little keyboard. The wheels are still in motion.
Andy,
we like to party. We like.
Hold on. I'm
trying to
be like.
I love seeing Andy try to work on it. Like, you see his eyes going.
Fuck, it's over.
Oh, damn.
That was good, though.
Nick, can we agree that if you or me ever learn to time travel,
yeah,
we go back and we go to an Ambulina show? Because I would just love to fucking see Andy up there jamming out.
Wait, let me get this straight. You think that you and me both,
yeah,
if we had the power to time travel,
yeah,
the first and probably, let's be honest, only thing
I didn't say first.
For
I didn't say first
is to fuck with Andy, because I'm on board if that's the case. That's a joke.
We can do
that
a lot of things.
Itself.
I'm thinking, you know, we figured it out. Once you've cracked the code, I don't think it's a one way trip or one way ticket or one change.
No,
ticket.
I mean, but okay. So here's the thing. I'm the genie. You want to time travel, Rish? You're screwed, right? I go. You can time travel to any time period that Ambulina is having a show.
Sure.
And you can do anything you want, but you have to go to that show. And you have to fuck with Andy. Those are the restrictions.
No, see, my butt would be, it'd be one of those situations where the bass player, I assume you had a bass player.
Yeah, Chubb, Charlie.
Something really bad happened to him. And he was like, food poisoning for just that weekend. And it had to be Greg Miller to play bass. You had to go on stage and do it.
I appreciate the idea of wanting to go back in time to watch me just rock out, right?
Yeah.
Nick, where I'd say that I wouldn't go back in time to fuck with me at that time is because I don't know you at that time. So I feel like...
Yeah, but you'll figure it out eventually. It'll be hilarious.
Why are these two 50-year-old men at our show number one and number two giggling while they go through my bag?
I think it would be funnier if maybe 6 months into listening to Kind of Funny or being into IGN and all that stuff, then you all travel back in time and fuck with me. I'm like, wait, oh my God, you're in the future? What the fuck? And that would be like really confusing me. Like, yeah, you end up working with us in like 10, like that would have a big payoff. But at the time, I'm like, these guys are fucking creepy. I'm gonna call the cops on them for like with me back in the day.
We've hashed this out a little bit more. I do see there are some flaws in this plan. Yeah. I understand that completely.
There's not a lot of flaws. There's enough to go back.
Greg, I would have loved to see you at the show trying like fucking helping going. With the crowd surfing. Helping with the people wanting to crowd surf because you're the big body. You'd be the base be up station.
There. Let me up there.
No, you have to transition people from the floor to the surf.
Sure.
Yeah, Greg, let me remind you, nobody in the valley is above 5'9", maybe 5'10" max. Okay. Nobody's going to be able to like help you out and lift
you're
going to
be like
much.
The mission control tower, like the air control tower, being able to tell people where to go and how.
You guys
how
were
to
so good,
shit.
Though. That show would have fucking rocked, Andy.
They rocked, Greg. They rocked.
You rocked, too. You were there, too. Don't I?
Thank you. You were the Am Bolina.
I just listened to some Wake Up right here. You kidding me? That's a track right there. That's a track right there.
Can I ask you guys a real serious question?
Sure.
Here? Do you ever think about raiding the other live stream that's going on right now for our channel and just fucking with them all and then just coming right back?
I mean,
to
I think
show?
About it, but it's like that. Like, I really like Paris.
Paris would have
Snowbike
Paris
Mike would
fine.
Love it.
Paris,
Gary Paris would get it. Cranky about it, and Barrett would have a mental breakdown.
Yeah. So we'd be like, "I'll fuck off with this."
So what I'm hearing is we get to say hi to Paris. Mike would love it. Gary's just going to be Gary. And Barrett's just gonna be Barrett.
Andy, I want your impressions of each of the four in one sentence.
In one sentence, my impressions.
One sentence each. Impression of them when we come in.
Okay.
Start with Paris.
Paris goes, "Man, this is wild."
Yeah,
I know you're trying. You're trying to get so low. That's as low as the Andy register goes.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, there it is. See?
Oh, look at that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's closer.
Man, this is wild right now. That's
okay,
that's Paris.
Good. Oh my God, that was really good. That was good. All right, what about Gary?
Yeah, Gary goes, "Oh, fuck off.
You fuck off. What? You stay in your own show. Fuck off.
Get out of this oink. Fucking. Oh, yeah. Fuck off. Yeah,
oink, oink.
No, wait. I bet. Wait. Sorry.
Oink, oink.
You turned oi into the pig noise.
I don't know why I did it. You know why? Tim, driving from stuff that's noodling around here, we had to get those fucking pigs
we
into
had to
the,
get the pigs.
In a
we
stupid
had to move
truck
out the
earlier
pigs.
Today. That came out and manifested itself in the weirdest way.
All right, give me some Barrett.
God,
that was perfect.
It'd be like
nailed it.
You just nailed it. That was great.
No, okay. Here's Barrett. I don't know. You all coming into this room, not as good as the 1998 video game. Just saying. That's
fair.
My Barrett impression.
The 1998 video game.
Snowbike Mike.
This is crazy, y'all. This is crazy.
Damn, Andy.
That was really good.
I like Nick. I like how Nick or Andy's impression of Mike is kind of like the "It's pizza, motherfucker" from the Lunchables.
It's pizza, motherfucker.
Lunchables commercial.
Dude,
I had to watch back the clip today, Greg, when I told Mike that Gronkowski was leaking liquid, or there was a liquid.
His head was filled with liquid.
Fucking head, and Mike fucking lost it. He was mid. So Mike, very very self conscious about eating on camera, and so throughout the whole thing he was eating pizza, but he would cover his mouth up so that people can see him chewing. And and I'm telling this story about how Rob Gronkowski on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, this is all a true story, by the way. Rob Gronkowski, the tight end, Gronk, everybody knows him by, retired at the age of 29 2 years ago, came back to play this year with Tom Brady. But he retired at such an early age of 29 because his body was breaking down. And I mentioned, and he talked about how there was fluid building up in his fucking head. And then Mike just absolutely loses it. And he just, like, with the food in his mouth, and he turned a shade of red I've never seen. But, like, we're talking Tim levels of, like, shade of pink, but further than that, you know? And he was just, like, about to choke on this pizza. It is one of the, like, I've never seen Mike laugh that hard. I need to clip that shit out because I was fucking dying. It was a good moment today, Shane. Good Super Bowl. Good Super Bowl, Greg. Not that good. You weren't that great.
I have to head out. I'm about to go make an appearance on the Good Vibes Gaming podcast, but this was fun. Love you
real
guys.
Real quick, Tim, before you go, 495 applicants is how many people the Danielle
That's not true.
Got. No?
No. The no. 496.
God, look what he did there. He turned
he
it around.
He's
such
he
a piece of trash,
one.
But God, he got there him. In the end. I hate him. All right. Stop right there.
That was just so not the right key that it was perfect. You know
oh,
what I mean?
Kevin, that doesn't work, Kevin. Sorry. Yeah. I don't think Andy? I don't know if I ever made a three-person layout.
Guys, Tim's not here. Do we raid the other channel now or what?
No, I'll tell you what
happens. I was the one who didn't want us to raid the other channel.
It's time to hear a word from our sponsors.
We already did the ads.
No, we already did that. The ads are done.
The tugboat sponsors. Greg, why are you such a fucking CEO right now?
What do you mean? I'm showing Andy the...
Greg, give me that fucking drink, dude.
I'm going to get it. Can I pour it over ice or is that uncouth?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to get a glass of ice and I'm going to have some Mountain Dew Major Melon. They didn't sponsor this podcast, but they did sponsor my Twitter for a post.
Get that shit frozen. I was so jealous to see Greg's tweet, by the way, Nick.
Oh, that's good, Greg. Oh,
I was so jealous to see Greg's tweet because I know that I saw Tim had a call with Mountain Dew. And you know what I think, Nick? Oh, this is going to be about me.
Yeah, of course. Daddy you're Andy's, the Mountain Dew guy.
Daddy Andy's going to get a bunch of Mountain Dew MT.
No, it's
MT.
Mike, too, unfortunately.
So they don't like when you spell Mountain Dew anymore. They don't like spelling out Mountain anymore. It's MTN.
It's too many words, too many letters.
Yeah, they like just spelling out MTN. MTNDEW. I'm Mountain like, Daddy times. Andy's going to get a lot of dew. He's going to get a lot of dew in his room. And then I see Greg's tweet. I was like, oh, that's what the tweet was about. And then Greg has not offered me any of the drink. And also Greg's probably just going to throw it away like he did with the other Mountain Dew.
God. What's annoying is he looks so good in the jersey.
And he slept and he just black lamb.
It's annoying.
Slap that together.
Greg, let me know how this is right here, Poppy. Let me see how this
what'd you say,
Mountain Dew goes.
I was like, slap the little red layout. Or
it's got a good bouquet.
Three cam.
It looks good.
Slap it together. It's so easy.
I can do that.
It looks good.
I can do
that. Looks good.
I can do
that. It looks good.
It makes me mad.
Oh, you know what? I did. I definitely sent one through at one point, Kevin. You just don't have it.
All right, let me look for it. Hold on.
Now, Greg, maybe add a little gin, a little tequila to that.
No, with that, I would say vodka. Gin would be actually might be pretty good with it, though.
Yeah, gin I feel like sounds really appealing. And I don't like gin.
I feel like any clear liquor would be phenomenal with it.
Maybe a bourbon. A bourbon might be good with it, too, though.
Wow, that's good.
And for the record, again, they
did not sponsor this. I've never had it though.
And no, so here's
it's got it tastes like man. I mean, it tastes like watermelon, which is great, but it doesn't. It's not overpoweringly watermelon, you know.
Here's
it's,
why
it's
so
a very mellow sweet.
Why it's so revolutionary is it's their new to stay flavor. This is not a temporary.
It's called a lifelong flavor.
Yeah, this is not a USA type flavor where it's a seasonal thing, or it's not what's the Halloween one they always come out with? Mountain Boo.
Boom, never had it. You know. Never even seen it.
You never seen that?
Can I tell you something that's been chapping my hide lately?
Mm. What's been chapping your hide?
I'd prefer if you did, yeah. Please do. For the record, this is, you know, a safe spot. Tim's gone. He can't cancel any shows.
Perfect, yeah. Perfect. Well, I mean, I'm on all his shows, so he would just, at this point, he's canceled all my shows. So at this point, he'd just be canceling shit that he's on, too, and I don't think he wants to do that.
Really? You don't think Tim wants to just have us all work really hard and he makes all the money? I mean, first off, can we just address the fact that he's like, all right, cool. I gotta go. It's been a good shit. Like, can we do that? Is that something we can do? Can we double book? And he promoted the podcast he's going to go do while he left. Yeah. Am I allowed to do that?
He's like, everybody, let's go check that podcast out.
Anyways, I'm about to go live on Twitch on my own channel, twitch.tv/TimGettys. I'll talk to you guys later.
Here's a bone I'd like to pick with the greater YouTube community. And Andy, please tell me, this is one that I'm willing to budge on if you think that I'm being unrealistic. I'm tired of seeing the facial reconstructions of this is theirs, we did it better. The side-by-sides of, hey, we can do the Luke Skywalker thing better than Disney did it.
Why?
Stay in your lane, people.
You didn't think it looked good? I thought it looked good.
I mean, it looked great. Really it looked good. Way better. It looked way better.
I thought it looked
but
better.
But like,
Andy, why doesn't this
why? What are you doing? What are you trying to prove? It's so not really Mark Hamill. Just
hey, Mark Hamill.
Stay in your lane.
Well, like the
don't Mark wear backward hats.
It looked weird. All right.
But it's not like they're going to sub the footage, and they're not. Disney's not going to call you and be like, hey, that was so good. Can we just use that footage?
But like, fucking first $1 billion they off very, you. They very well could. It's, I think it's a very strong possibility that like Disney's looking at it, and they're like, who the fuck did that?
Shit, that does look better.
Who the fuck
just
did that?
Buying into this
get
joke
that
with
person.
Me, and I don't get like that. It.
Let's hire them. Yeah.
I don't like when you guys won't hate things with me for no reason, so I'm going to just...
I need you to be on board one. Of just blindly talking shit about stuff.
Yeah, I don't. I thought that was me. Tim's
sorry,
gone.
I didn't know. I'm sorry. I didn't realize you wanted to have like. You just wanted to. I thought you wanted to have a conversation about it. You just wanted us to jump blindly on it. No, yeah, no, fuck those guys.
Thank you.
Stop
thank
doing
sorry,
it.
Stay Kevin, I'm lane. Sorry. I don't know why you don't have the right version of.
It just this one doesn't match.
Up.
No, you know what? I don't know. It does match. I just have to resize it. Looks like the first
close enough.
I'm so. I'm not gonna touch anything. It's fine. We'll fix it whenever we need to.
I'll tell you what. The logo though definitely.
This is
to go,
very nice. That. Why didn't you tell me it was this good?
You know what would go really good with Greg? Chocolate chip cookie from Starbucks.
And what does it taste like?
It wouldn't. I don't think that would be.
It's watermelon, Kevin. It's like a ooh, melon.
But it's a super mellow watermelon.
I love watermelon. Where do we get this?
You can go by the store.
Is it available like a 7-Eleven?
Yeah, 7-Eleven definitely. 7-Eleven is going to be the ones that's going to be the easiest to find them at. The stores that you have a little bit more trouble with, CVS, unfortunately. CVS is my primary shopping center, and I feel like they're pretty basic with all their selections. You have, like, it's rare for me to find a Cherry Coke Zero. Coke Zero and Spades. Cherry Coke Zero, kind of rare to find. Now, the other day, I did find giant-ass bags of the 3D Doritos, which I was pleasantly surprised. I wasn't expecting to see them there. Because, again, I just assumed CVS, they're just going to have regular Lay's, maybe sour cream if I'm lucky, and I don't even want those either. But they have the 3D Doritos, and I feel like maybe it was a shipping order or a mistake or of some sort.
Sure.
That they didn't mean to get them. But, yeah, Kevin, 7-Eleven for sure. 7-Eleven always has the fire flavors, the brand-new shit that, like, is the hotness that you got to go find, Nick Scarpino.
It's just that nobody asked you to do it. You know, nobody asked you to redo the CG. No, you know what I mean?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Nobody asked you to do it.
It's bullshit, Nick, honestly.
Thanks,
I agree with you.
But here's the thing. They just wanted to prove they could, and they did. You gotta imagine nobody someone's asked. He's got the time. You know?
Good job.
Did
work
you
your
see
way
this,
up
Greg?
The system the right way.
The Mark Hamill thing?
Yeah.
It's really impressive.
I've seen those thumbnails. Very impressive.
It's really impressive.
See it in action, it's even more. Now, the guy's wig, though, Nick, not very
Garbo.
Impressive.
Garbo.
Okay. Well, they never are.
Because here's the thing, the guy that they selected to be the body double cut his hair, and then they realized they needed to do reshoots.
So
he had short hair, so they were like, we got to buy him a wig now. And the wig did not look as good as just his longer hair, the longer Mark Hamill sort of hairstyle.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
It was really unfortunate. It was kind of a bummer. It's like when you're watching a really good documentary about the making of something, and they hit a snag in the road of like, our actor died. You know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Classic
snag. Little snag in the road.
Just a little bump. Just
a little
bump.
Snafu.
The old snafu of your actor nine. This little thing y'all get over.
It's got a mustache. Maybe.
Here's what I want to do, all right? I know we already did, and we'll have to be careful here, all right? No spoilers for WandaVision, all right? All right? We already did our WandaVision reactions today. But we did get a last-minute topic submitted to patreon.com/kindoffunny from King Vin. That is this. My topic is... Kevin Feige, that is all. Do with this what you please. Can we just talk about how outrageously lucky we are to be living in the MCU era? Like, I think we all had that moment in the build-up to Endgame. You know, we were all doing MCU in review. You're having these great movies. We're enjoying ourselves once a week. Then we get to Endgame. It's this cinematic experience unlike anything we've ever experienced, cinema's ever experienced. Everybody fucking going crazy and freaking out for Cap getting the hammer and, you know, so on and so forth. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But then to get on the other side of it, you know, get another Spider-Man shirt, but then go into 2020, everything shuts down, everything, you know, Black Widow's pushed, everything's getting pushed, a year without Marvel stuff. And then to now have WandaVision drop, and not only drop, but be so fucking good. I cannot believe that they are able to keep going the way they go. Because even in that downtime where it was the blackout of 2020 for MCU stuff, there was that thing of like, at least I remember I kept saying on shows, right? Like, it's awesome that we got Endgame before this happened. Can you imagine if Endgame was the thing getting pushed over and over and over again?
Oh, that
was
just trying to figure out
how it was going to end, right? But there was still that part of me too of just like, it was such a perfect ending that it was like, all right, cool. Like, don't get me wrong, I want more, but I don't find myself like enraptured with it. Whereas like right now you jump to today, right? Again, no spoilers for WandaVision, but to be on the other side of that and be so desperate for more. I want the next episode right now so badly. I'm so excited for next week.
Greg, if I may, I want to make a statement that I'm going to stand behind for the rest of my life.
Go ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm turning the floor over to Kevin Coelho, our representative from Kinda Funny. Yeah.
I think in 500 years, the people of the future are going to look back and they're going to think of Kevin Feige in the same way that we think of one Billy Shakespeare, you know? Mm. They're going to say back, they're going to be like, I can't believe you did all these things. You know, like, look at all these
stories. What a time to have been alive back then.
Yeah, what a time. And it's just like, it's cool because like, we're enjoying it. You know what I mean? Like these stories being weaved together in front of us. It's magical. God, it's just magical. I never thought I'd feel the emotions I felt last thumbnail. Night.
Andy, it's okay.
You can find a better image for
that. While Andy's worrying about that, I'd like to go ahead and apologize to Corridor Digital for talking shit. I didn't realize it was a Corridor Digital video.
Here it is. You find out they're like, popular. You find out they're popular, boys, so now you're going to apologize.
I made a joke, obviously. I was like, you guys aren't special effects artists. They are. They're... They worked on stuff before. So.
Yeah, that's why it's a really good video.
My bad.
They did a fantastic job. I thought we told you about the video.
No, I just see those popping up on my feed every once in a while, and I'm just like...
I knew that's the one you were talking about, but I think at one point we asked you if you saw it, and you're like, no, but I had it spoiled for me. What happens? And then I was like, well, Corridor Digital showed... they made an awesome video where... they kind of reaffirmed my beliefs in how convincing these deepfakes can be, because again, whenever I see a bad CGI body double, my mind immediately goes to the Robert Downey Jr., Tom Holland, Back to the Future deepfake video that came out, and how fucking just spot on and like eerie it was, because it was so good and it was a little too real. And it's like, oh man, this is what the technology can look like. And then at the end of the day, you know, Disney Plus comes out with that very CG, awkward-looking, dead eyes.
That effect ever looks good. Let's be perfectly honest. Like, no one's ever nailed it yet. Like, you can always tell it's super fake, especially since you're like, that's the fucking young Mark Hamill. It destroys your brain to even think about it.
But I feel like the Terminator movie, the last one that came out, with the young...
Schwarzenegger?
What's his face? No, not him. It was
he didn't talk though. He only said like two lines though. That's the problem.
The kid. No,
it's when people have to act in a moat.
John Arnold.
Yeah, the young John Connors, and it was just he was just emoting as he gets shot. So yeah, he didn't talk. But holy shit, it looked good.
It looks good in short stuff, but it's always very awkward when someone has to do a whole scene and then they cut into the close up, and you can just tell people's the face just doesn't. It just never works. They've never nailed it, in my opinion. But it's interesting to see how they do this stuff, obviously. But sorry, Greg, to go back to the Kevin Feige stuff. Yeah, it's ridiculous, and it's even more ridiculous that they're somehow managing to keep this going, on the cusp of this 4-hour Snyder cut that we're about to get.
I mean, I hate to say that, like,
a fucking roller coaster of emotions for all of us.
It's that thing where I'm glad the MCU is having its time to shine again. I'm glad WandaVision's doing so well, but I'm also glad it's going to get the fuck out of the way and let a real auteur Zack Snyder come in and really show us what a superhero movie's meant to be. You know what I mean?
I think when I think of auteur cinema,
they need
think
nine
of Snyder. I think of Tarantino, Godard,
Hitchcock.
Truffaut, like all of these amazing, iconic storytellers who have really pushed the genre. Most of them, they push the genre in the right direction. Some of them.
WandaVision needs 9 episodes to get it done. Zach's doing it in one thing. So there you go.
But my question is, are the 9 episodes 22 minutes? Are they less time than the 4-hour epic that is going to be...
I prefer not to answer that question. I don't want to... the grounds that might defuse my argument. I'm not going to answer that question.
Greg, how do you feel about these new images of...
Yeah.
Of
Joker.
Ben Affleck there? Joker.
Oh, Jared Leto with the card up?
Yeah.
I feel good about it. Let's see what's up.
It's interesting. I'm kind of conflicted on this.
My thing with Jared Leto is... like. Anything attached to Suicide Squad, right? It's just garbage. Like, Suicide Squad's a bad movie, and they didn't use anybody appropriately. I think his Joker is not my favorite interpretation of the Joker. I do think he looks totally dumb with the face tattoos on it, but I think he's also very unsettling and creepy as fuck. Like, I would like to see what that looks like and have seen that fleshed out. I would have loved to have seen him actually go toe-to-toe with Batman in a Batman flick or, you know, some other offshoot where they did something with it. I don't knee-jerk hate it, like, to the point of, like, oh, God, not more of this. Like, that's what we're getting if we're sticking to the DCEU. That's the Joker.
It's not so much the characterization for me in this news release. It's the fact that they're adding the fucking Joker to a movie he wasn't in. And I know that they're also adding, you know...
Darkseid.
Darkseid. But I feel like Darkseid was kind of rumored to be the plan, right?
Yeah.
But with Joker, I know they've mentioned other people being a part of it, but... In what capacity could they add the Joker that would be additive to the experience? You know, like
fleshing out how big the world is, I guess. Showing.
Is it going to be like a random scene? Like, Joker's here too. And then
it's going to be. I mean, I know nothing about it. I'd imagine, yeah, he's in Arkham or something like that. And you're going to get some kind of interrogation scene from it. But who knows?
Do you ever think that we're going to.
Where's it going, Andy?
Where are we at? Do you ever think... Because I just got a fucking smile just kind of wash over my face because I just thought of Woody Harrelson as Carnage. What a stupid fucking moment that was.
Do you think we're ever going to get that? That's already filmed. Venom 2's filmed. Venom 2's in the can. They filmed Venom 2. Huh. They did it here in San Francisco, if memory serves. Now, you're getting Woody Harrelson as Carnage. You're going to have a great time at Venom 2. You're going to sit there at your house all alone because, again, they're not going back to theater. Stop trying to make that happen. Everybody get on day digital. If you're listening, any of the Reitmans or Sony Pictures, fucking put out Ghostbusters. Stop punting Ghostbusters into the sun. Just put the fucking thing out.
Yeah, the problem is we started this all by talking about, like, Kevin Feige, right? Obviously, the cornerstone of what he's doing are these theatrical releases with these big budget, just unbelievable experiences that you have to see on the big screen, that, like, the second it comes out. And if we don't have those windows anymore, what does that look like for the MCU, really? Because the rest of the I don't think that there's anyone out there that are even coming as close to what Marvel has accomplished. And now with these new shows that are popping off, holy shit, it's just they're adding whole new dimensions to the universe that I'm super excited about. But I'm split with you, Greg. I'm like, I've been enjoying these things that are coming to the living room. I don't need to rush to the cinema to see 90% of the movies that I end up seeing in the movie theater.
Yeah.
But man, I gotta see Black Widow in the movie. You know, these are movies that I do want to go into a theater and get a hot dog and hang out with friends and stuff.
The problem I have with that, and by no means am I trying to come in and take away your enjoyment of something or something. Sure. I just feel like every time I like. When I'll celebrate, you know, renting Promising Young Woman on Early Access or whatever, or when I tweet about Ghostbusters coming out, so many people say, well, no, you can't do that because the millions of dollars that went into us and blah, blah, blah. And that's not the argument you're making right now, obviously. You're making it as what you want, how you want to enjoy these movies. But, like, my counter argument to the people who are like, no, these movies can't be experienced that way, and some creators for that thing, it's just like, your system is broken right now. Isn't some money better than no money? How many theaters are going to be standing when we get to 2022 to actually be able to do this?
If there's no theatrical window left, I think the problem is that you can't put $200 million or $300 million behind a movie. You'll just never recoup that.
Well, not until you figure out how to solve it. And that's the thing, is that I feel like it's the normal thing of, like, there's, you know, look at streaming video games, right? On Live, now Stadia being fucked up. Like, it's not that this system doesn't work, it's that nobody's figured out the system, and if nobody's trying, you're not going to get there. And so, like, to see when Disney was testing it with Mulan or whatever, like, that might, don't get me wrong, maybe that's not the way to do it, and that's not the best way to do it.
Forgettable movie, oh my God.
But it's more about how do you actually do that to actually pivot to where the world is and where you're going to come back to and what kind of world you're going to come back to.
I mean, it's such a big machine though, right? And so much, there's so much profit participation in that theatrical release. Like, the guy that runs Warner HBO has taken a ration of shit for his decision just to cold turkey put everything on HBO Max, which I'm sure has really helped the subscribership, but it's not helping him in the Hollywood community.
This is what Nolan freaked out about. Yeah, Nolan was like, we signed up for a company that took care of it, but instead you wake up and we signed up for a premier movie distributor platform, and instead we woke up one day to a third-tier on-demand platform, you know, is where all our shit's going to be.
Yeah, yeah. And
Nolan definitely had way better reasoning, because initially I hear those comments and I think, oh, Nolan, fucking get with the times, dude. You know, like, quit, get off your high horse. He's big film guy, Nolan, right? That's immediately where my mind went to. But then when he further went into details of, like, think of all the people that work on these movies. It's not just the actors or me. I'm thinking of the people in fucking craft services, of all the people working with the grips, the you know, all the smaller assistant production assistants that are going to suffer because of these decisions, that will be out of jobs, that will not have a consistent sort of, you know, income. He's like, that this is why I'm mad. I'm mad about that, like, these people are no longer going to be kind of consistently employed the way they used to be. Because
I don't know if I believe
like
that,
this.
Though.
Yeah, right? That's what I don't get at all, is the fact that they are out of work now. And it's this idea of going back, and this is what I've had. I'm not the, you know, movie dude. And this is what the conversations I've had with people explaining to me why probably Black Widow won't, you know, ever do this. And it's this idea of that Scarlett Johansson has points on the back end, so however the movie performs, she gets X amount of bonuses and shit like that. And I feel like that, like, that's where you get into trouble with why these movies need to make this much. And granted, recoup your budget, obviously, is a different argument. But it is the fact that you have people, directors, you have stars, movie stars that are in these things that are working on contracts that are based on a world that doesn't exist anymore, and I don't know when that's going to exist again. And so you talk about, like, you know, Nolan, and I'm not familiar with his work, so I am coming off this very half-cocked and very knee-jerk reaction.
Oh, I'm sure we're wrong about half this stuff.
You talk about Nolan, though, being like, oh, yeah, I'm thinking about these people. It's like, well, no, a whole bunch of people need to think about the little people that are the craft services and take a few million less dollars, which I know is tough and not the industry signed up for, or the trajectory your career's had, yada, yada, yada. But it's like, shit, you have to suck it up to make it work.
Yeah, I don't buy the hey, think of a little person, because when you start looking at streaming, their output is ridiculous, and I'm pretty sure they pay the below the line people probably the exact same thing that those guys, maybe a little bit less than what they're making on the bigger budget films. But like, Netflix is releasing like a movie a week now or something like that, an original Netflix movie per week, and you're going to tell me that's not giving the craft service people, you know, more work and more opportunity to do their trade? Really what it boils down to is that Warner Brothers and all these companies, especially Warner Brothers, was like, hey, we're going to give you a theatrical release, and they just can't deliver on that promise. And I would be pissed off too. And obviously they have a right to be pissed off for profit participation as well. Like, I you can say what you will and be like, oh, boo hoo, you're a millionaire and you're not getting more millions. But at the same time, if that's what I thought was going to have happen, I mean, that's kind of a big letdown. I would probably have a thing or two to say to the head of Warner about that too. Be like, hey man, what the hell? Like, I made you this movie. This was the deal you were supposed to put out in theaters. But it's just when at what point do you just cut it and go, hey, dude, it's been 2 years now.
Like, yeah, exactly.
You know, we can't keep throwing millions of dollars and changing the date behind this promotional stuff and putting out in theaters and just have this limit. It's just not that pipeline is just so corrupted right now and fucked up that we just can't keep doing it. Meanwhile, you've got Kevin Feige out there just thinking, playing fucking chess while everyone else is playing checkers. And he's like, okay, well, let's just pivot and make awesome TV shows that are like nothing anyone's ever seen before. And you're like, all
right,
cool.
Well, even beyond that, right? They are still making movies. Like, we saw the image of Hemsworth and Chris Pratt from Thor: Love and Thunder, right? Like, and that, but it comes down to, like, what are those contracts and what is the actual plan for that? Like, at what point do they break and put Black Widow up and just let it go?
I don't know. I mean, there's going to be lawsuits for sure. Specifically on the HBO and Warner side, I would not be surprised if they already haven't been filed. I'm sure they have. But I'm sure people are going, hey, you've got lots of money that you owe us now, Warner. Like, what the hell? We were supposed to get profit participation for this stuff. So that's going to be a reckoning, and it's going to take years to probably sort out. But I don't know. You know, I mean, Netflix is destroying everyone. So maybe this might have been a very bold... History might remember the head of Warner for being a bold visionary at this time of just like and brute forcing this, similar to how like Steve Jobs used to brute force shit and force everyone to be in the Apple ecosystem. And then everyone's like, oh my God, this guy's a fucking tyrant. And then 40 years later, we're all like multi-trillion dollar company Apple. We all have Apple devices. So who the hell knows? Maybe HBO
becomes the streaming service du jour in 2 years because of that one move, and everyone just follows suit. But Christopher Nolan's probably not going to work with him ever again. I'm sure he's shopping his next project around to everyone but Warner.
That's the Kind of Funny podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. We have a post show to do. Of course, you can get on patreon.com/kindoffunny, where you can also, of course, be part of the show with your questions, your comments, your concerns. You can watch it ad-free. You can get it with the post show we're about to do. You can watch it live as we record it, just like Jonathan is, Nick is, Omega Buster is. No matter where you get it, thank you for your support. Remember, you can also get it on youtube.com/kindoffunny, podcast services around the globe, and roosterteeth.com. Until next time, let's get to that post show.